Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and this is our daily podcast. And we are fortunate and excited to be part of a brand new product launch that will happen today. And you can check it all out at ravepubs.com, or you may be listening to this podcast from that story. I'm joined on the phone right now by Wes Hatchett. Wes Hatchett is the CEO of Adalite. Wes, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gary, doing well. I appreciate it.
Well, you have for those of you who don't know what you do, why don't you take 20 seconds and give me the elevator pitch of what your company does for an integrator?
Sure. So our company was founded 10 years ago, and we work with integrators on large-scale Crestron projects at a programming and consulting level. We work in both commercial and residential projects, and scalability has always been one of our cornerstones, clean software and really approaching things from a computer science background. So as we've gotten into recent years, we released our core Crestron programming that we use internally for all of our projects as an open source framework. And we're coming up on the 2.0 release of that, starting to see the community involvement ramping up, and that's getting really exciting.
So if you're not familiar and you're interested and you want a really cool, much more, I'd say, simple and all, but also more professional user interface than what you probably typically see from a Crestron control system, you should go out and go over and check out adelyte.com. Congratulations on your success, Wes. Now, the Crescendo 2.0 officially launches today, and this is obviously second version of a product that you've had a while. Tell them a little bit about what Crescendo is and what's different about the 2.0 version.
Yeah, so we consider Crescendo and the original Crescendo 1.0 release to be the result of about 5 years of development in our company trying to figure out how do we build easier to maintain Crestron programs that are easy to get running out of the box and give us the features we need. So getting to the 2.0 release, we've really expanded it to where it's a full system. If you download the 2.0 demo, you're going to get iPad, iPhone, TSR-302 remote controls in a modern system setting that really allows you to experience and demo the user interface from end to end and look at all the code behind that. We've created a scope of work that we built the demo program off of to show the users out there the potential of really modifying this framework for your project and the fact that it is a true framework, all of it's open source, and we maintain it through GitHub, and any feedback that anyone has as they download it and look at it, say, hey, I'd love to see this. Please put it on the GitHub project, and we'd love to get involved.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is that it's the same user interface across all devices. So when you're interfacing with a system, you're familiar with the interface, even if someone's handed you a phone and you've never used a phone to control it. It's familiarity because it's all built on the same framework, right?
Absolutely. I appreciate you saying that. We actually spent a lot of time over the past couple of months, since one of the reasons we decided to delay the official 2.0 release until today, just going through the iPad and iPhone next to each other with a fine-tooth comb and saying, do these have the same elements? Are they located in the same places that we would expect them to be? Even though they're real estate challenges, we found that the more time we put in it, the more time we focused on making it consistent, we ended up with better ideas for both interfaces. And we're very proud of the way that turned out.
And also, Crescendo Cloud, I think, is going to be a big deal because it's sort of a way to get into the recurring revenue opportunity of remote monitoring systems. And in this case, because of what you're offering, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I mean, you don't have to go out and make a big investment, and you don't have to buy the system, and you don't have to buy into any of the other sort of large remote monitoring systems. You can do it totally through the cloud with Crescendo Cloud, correct?
I think you put it absolutely perfectly. The great thing about Crescendo Cloud is now that type of monitoring and even data analytics and so much potential we have now on the service side, you're getting into really just by adding a Crestron module into a project that you already have. And with Crescendo 2, of course, we've built it in so that you're getting functionality out of the box. But like you mentioned, there's a gap in the market where the large institutions and large systems may have access to some of this functionality, but for an end user, especially in a residential system, there just hasn't been a path to the services and therefore a path, like you said, to the revenue. And that's one of the things we've very decidedly, as we've built this service and the pricing structure behind it, is that we want integrators to share in all of the revenue aspects 50-50. And when you actually see the cloud product, which the Crescendo 2 demo does include, so everyone's going to get to see this running on their own hardware with a custom floor plan, all of that we're available to design, to consult on in all levels of systems. But yeah, to your point, it makes it easier than ever. And I think that's something people just haven't had before on the Crestron platform.
Well, again, I think that everyone should at least go check this out, because it is definitely something that I think a lot of integrators would love to attain, in the sense that they would love to have programming skill sets to be able to design something as beautiful as this. And the fact that it's open source and you're making it available to pretty much anybody is nice. And I think it's worth going over to adelyte.com, Adelyte. And while you're there, by the way, I just want to put a plug in for sort of what connected us together, and that is your blog. Your blog is really good. And the reason why your blog is good is because it's not just about products. It's certainly about applications. But there's even stuff in there that has nothing to do with your company, that that directly to do with your company, that keeps you interested. So kudos to Johnny Sanchez, who's, I believe, writing most of your blog posts, or at least her name is attached to it. And I think that that is something that, that I think that the integrators will appreciate, because a lot of times having content like that that helps sell a service adds value to it.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Gary. Johnny is absolutely driving that, and we're very proud of what she's been able to do with it even over the past few months. Really excited with some of the stuff she has coming up. That I'll leave to surprise. But yeah, I will say we are a company of enthusiasts, and that's the reason that we decided to start the blog. And, you know, in some people's minds, oh, aren't you just a programming company? Well, we see our role as much more than that, from bringing projects across the finish line to trying to engage the community and be a part of something bigger. So yeah, we're interested in the blog becoming an outlet for that, for all different kinds of things. And to back up to, you know, Crescendo and the products for just another second, I would say, yeah, check out the website. What beyond it, all of the technology makes it different is that we are committed to that open source philosophy, and we wouldn't sell you a black box. It's not what our company has been built on. So the ability to get in there and really tinker with it and get advice back from people who have been able to help make it better. I think it's really getting ready to do some big things. We're excited about it.
Yeah. And by the way, one of the coolest blog posts is you have a, an infographic of the Crestron AMX Control 4 Savant in comparison of those companies. And you even include like a little thing about how happy the employees are and how big the companies are. I think that's really neat. So I think you've got some neat marketing content coming through that blog as well. And I'm excited to see Crescendo 2.0 in person. And Crescendo Cloud's great, and I think integrators should get involved in this recurring revenue opportunity. And this is a very inexpensive way to sort of enter that realm, especially if you're already a Crestron house. So check them out at idolite.com. I do have one other question for you. So yeah. You look at all these companies, and certainly, you know, historically, those have been the big companies. And, I, you know, as you may know, I worked for AMX for a while, so I know their control products really well. But what about Extron? Do you see them as a player in that control market that should be addressed as well? Because I notice you're addressing the big four, you know, as far as Crestron, AMX, Control 4, and Savant.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I'll throw that one back in some way. Like you said, Johnny is driving the blog, and those were sort of the big four, especially that were on her radar. We would love to expand that. And actually, we've had conversations internally before about adding Extron. We've talked about RTI. There are a number of things we don't work with as closely. I actually am Extron certified in the Pro Series, and we see a lot of Extron in our commercial integrators that we work with who are doing, and I'll say, our company has always been a Crestron programming firm. And when it comes to the really complex and advanced custom setups that have to work with a single UI to any spec, that's where Crestron really shines. But often we'll be in a project where there are other rooms in the hall that are being done with Extron. I absolutely think they're a player. I think the cloud connectivity and aspects like that to connect with broader ranges of services, especially as you start getting into building management. Obviously, Crestron has a background there. I think that if I were Extron, that's where I would be trying to go.
And do you see yourself building compatibility with your Crescendo products and reaching outside of just the Crestron programming?
With the cloud product, the technology is absolutely there.
Okay.
That's a deeper conversation, but it is right now set up for Crestron processors and to work really well with that world. There are a lot of projects out there, a lot of projects we work with as a company, and that's really where we're trying to build the service out, get the analytics built in. But the possibility of interfacing with other third-party systems from the cloud side is absolutely there, and we're interested in where that could go. That becomes a big conversation.
Yeah, and I asked it because I know that's going to be the thing that's going to cross everyone's mind, because yes, there are Crestron houses, right? There's integrators that are using Crestron, but also, nowadays most integrators are doing two or three, right?
Yep.
Not just, so that's why I asked the question. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I hope that
you
didn't feel that way at all. I think that that's the natural sort of question that I think somebody would ask you.
I agree. And I think you start to bring apps into that, and it's a whole different conversation. I bring up a lot BlueJeans, the teleconferencing app. And I think they found an absolutely brilliant way to put themselves right in the middle of any number of systems. And I think every video conferencing system I've been a part of for the past couple of years, in one way, shape, or form, even if it's just as simple as a dialer preset, they're hooked into BlueJean because there's just too much value. And that's the way we certainly feel about the industry, is that we've got to use technology to adapt, and even methodology, in open source, for example, and using platforms like GitHub to manage these projects and these products. If we're not keeping up with the technology edge, we're definitely falling behind as an industry. So
it's really creative what you're doing. I'm really impressed. I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope this helps. I hope this helps get the word out about what you guys are doing. And I think it's something that anything that helps to integrate our community to simplify, I'm a big fan of. I don't know how much of the stuff you've had a chance to read that I write, but that's my big sort of mantra, is simplification. I think we've overcomplicated just way too much, especially in the control system side. I mean, control systems have gotten so complicated that, you need an AV person to operate systems, and that's exactly the opposite of what control systems were meant for. So,
couldn't agree more, Gary. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm definitely going to go back and check out your archives as well, because you've obviously got a lot of insight.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone listening. I wish you the best of luck with your launch. We will definitely be talking to you again, I am sure, as we get closer to Infocom and also Cedia. I understand there's a possibility you may be exhibiting at some of these shows up in the future as well, and I certainly encourage you, as one way to sort of make contacts outside of that integrated community contacts you already have. And certainly if you have new products and new technologies that are rolling out, we'd love to be there and helping the industry learn about them. So I appreciate this opportunity to sort of be the first place you talk about Crescendo 2.0, and I'm certainly excited. And you can, again, check it all out at adelyte.com, adelyte.com. And I've been speaking with Wes Hatchett, the CEO, and thank you for your time today. And also thank you for listening.